From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Putri, and I will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country and other interesting info, as well as some songs. Well, listener, we begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and voinews.id. The news, I'm Putri. First, the national news. The Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology expressed support for government measures to vaccinate school pupils aged 6 to 11 to encourage the reopening of schools nationwide. The Ministry's Cooperation and Public Relations Bureau Acting Head Anang Ristanto in Jakarta on Saturday said that if implementation of the distance learning system is extended, pupils are more prone to learning loss as online learning is less effective for pupils, particularly for those with economic or internet connection issues. Some 930 joint personnel of the military, police, and National Disaster Mitigation Agency or BNPB were deployed to maintain security and enforce health protocols at the 2021 Indonesia Badminton Festival IBF in Nusa Dua, Bali. The 2021 Indonesia Badminton Festival features the three tournaments of Indonesia Masters, Indonesia Open, and BWF World Tour Finals scheduled from November 16 to December 5. Head of Public Behavior Change of the National COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Sonny Hari B. Harmadi, stated at a press conference on Saturday that the personnel were assigned to three layers of the bubble team of the event. That supervision of the two layers aims to ensure that no athletes, coaches, officials, or technical support team can leave the bubble area. The Ciliwung Clean Movement, supported by 36 Ciliwung Care Communities Enterprises, has launched ecotourism and edutourism circuits at the Ciliwung River. Ecotourism and edutourism circuits have been launched in regions located along the river, including Puncak, Bogor, Depok, Lenteng Agung, Pejaten, Condet, and Ciliwung Clean Movement Office (GCP) in Penjernihan Central Jakarta. This was stated by chairperson of the Ciliwung Clean Movement, Penny Susanti, at the Ciliwung Day commemoration on Saturday. With the opening of tourism, the public and students can take a tour and learn about the background, history, and efforts to preserve the river that stretches 120 kilometers. Now we move to the international news. United Nations Climate Change Conference, or UNFCCC, has been closed on Saturday, November 13, 2021 in Glasgow. The last plenary meeting has come up with a decision for all programs, including the exit of coal subsidy. Nuka Kusumawati has the details.
The 12th plenary meeting of COP26 to take final decision of all programs of climate change action attract interruption from several member countries, especially on the exit of coal subsidy that had been the focus of discussion. COP26 President Alok Sharma has apologized to all delegates for the additional draft that he and his team working on, and the revision of the draft will be made soon as the delegates suggested.
May I just say to all delegates, I apologize for the way this process has unfolded, and I'm deeply sorry. I also understand the deep disappointment, but I think, as you have noted, it's also vital that we protect this package. So given what interventions we've had, I propose that the revised proposal is adopted as orally amended. A revised version, a written version, will be issued shortly. Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
This Glasgow Climate Pledge drives actions on adaptations. It emphasises the need to act. It sets a clear way forward on the global goal on adaptations, and it urges developed countries to at least double their collective climate finance for adaptation by 2025. Meanwhile, the COP26 Executive Secretary Patricia Espinosa thanked all delegates that have supported the decision, even though it's not completely addressed of their consensus.
We started our work with a clear recognition that we are facing a climate crisis, and at the same time that there are critical gaps in terms of mitigation, adaptation, and finance. I believe that the recognition of the relevance and the urgency of the task ahead has allowed many of you to support the consensus, even if it did not completely address all your concerns. I thank you.
The progress that has been made in Glasgow this year will be reported on the next agenda of COP26 in Egypt next year. The drive towards 1.5 degrees Celsius for a cleaner, healthier, more prosperous and more resilient world must continue. From Glasgow, Scotland, United Kingdom, Nuka Kusumawati, Bestisi Matupang, Voice of Indonesia.
As COVID-19 cases balloon again in Europe, the World Health Organization WHO called for more targeted vaccination efforts to ensure the most vulnerable worldwide get the jabs. The UN Health Agency said Europe, once again at the epicenter of the pandemic, registered nearly 2 million COVID-19 cases last week. But as countries scramble to rein in transmission by reimposing restrictions or rolling out more vaccines and boosters, WHO said it was vital to ensure the jabs were going to those who needed the most on the continent and beyond. A major Beijing Winter Olympics venue will only let in 1/5 the spectators it normally holds due to the COVID-19 fears. With less than 100 days to go to the Games, China is bracing for a major challenge to its zero COVID strategy as thousands of international athletes and officials descend on its capital after months of strict border controls. No spectators from outside China will be allowed to attend. The last item. The first international tourists touched down in Vietnam almost 20 months after the Southeast Asian nation closed its borders to contain the coronavirus. Two charter flights brought more than 400 South Korean and Japanese fully vaccinated passengers from Seoul and Tokyo on Thursday, November 11, to the southern resort city of Nha Trang. Foreign tourists seeking to enter Vietnam must show COVID-19 vaccination certificates and negative pre-departure coronavirus test results. And that's the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you.
Spotlight of the week is on Malaysian Prime Minister visits Indonesia. President Joko Widodo welcomed the official visit of Malaysian Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri bin Yaakob at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, last Wednesday, November 10th. It is PM Ismail Sabri's first official visit since he was sworn in on August 21, 2021. During the meeting, the two heads of state discussed a number of bilateral and regional issues. Among them is the importance of cooperation in the protection of Indonesian citizens residing in Malaysia. President Joko Widodo has urged that a memorandum of understanding for the protection of Indonesian domestic workers be completed immediately.
Saya mendorong kiranya MOU perlindungan tenaga kerja domestik Indonesia
that the MOU on the protection of Indonesian domestic workers can be completed soon. Then also regarding the permit for the Community Learning Center on the peninsula, the permit can also be given according to the principle of the right to education for all. Responding to President Joko Widodo's request, PM Ismail Sabri in his statement said that he guarantees the welfare of Indonesian workers in Malaysia will be maintained as well as possible.
Saya memberi jaminan bahwa kebajikan tenaga kerja Indonesia di Malaysia akan kita jaga sebaik-baik mungkin.
I assure you that the virtues of Indonesian workers in Malaysia will be maintained as best we can, and some changes have also been implemented in Malaysia under the Ministry of Human Resources, or here the Ministry of Manpower of Indonesia. The Ministry of Human Resources has also shown e-salaries and also special photos to all workers in Malaysia, especially those involving workers from abroad, namely if there are issues related to late paying salaries or any issues related to workers who are not happy with the services provided by their employer. They may continue to make direct complaints to the Ministry of Human Resources. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo also expressed his desire for the two countries to immediately conclude negotiations on national borders, both land and sea boundaries. According to the president, negotiations regarding this matter have been going on for a long time. The two heads of state have agreed to make a travel corridor arrangement TCA, which will be opened in stages. Regarding the implementation of the travel corridor between the two countries through the travel corridor arrangement TCA, the Malaysian PM has agreed with the president to ask the relevant ministers to see in more detail about this. In addition to bilateral issues, President Joko Widodo and PM Ismail Sabri also discussed a number of regional issues, including the situation in Myanmar and the South China Sea. After the meeting, the two state leaders witnessed the exchange of two previously signed memorandums of understanding, namely in the field of education and on cooperation and mutual administration assistance in the customs sector. That was Spotlight of the Week. Start today in history with November 14, 1922, BBC started operating. The long chapter that started the development of the British television industry era began when British radio and television companies started operating. The British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, began operations on 14th of November 1922 and began regular broadcasting in high definition on November 2, 1936. It is the UK's public broadcasting service. Headquartered at Broadcasting House in Westminster, London, the BBC is the oldest national broadcaster in the world and the broadcaster with the largest number of employees in the world. Turning now to November 14, 1946, Indonesian Mobile Brigade Day. Mobile Brigade Day is a special national day to commemorate the anniversary of the Indonesian Mobile Brigade, or BRIMOB troops, which was founded on November 14, 1946. The Mobile Brigade is a replacement for the previous special forces established during the Japanese occupation, which at that time was named Tokubetsu Keisatsutai, The Mobile Brigade began its first task by disarming the Japanese army, protecting the head of state, and defending the capital. I'll end today in story with November 14, 1991, World Diabetes Day commemorated for the first time. World Diabetes Day is a global awareness campaign against diabetes mellitus and is held every November 14th. Organized by the International Diabetes Federation, IDF, each World Diabetes Day focuses on a theme related to diabetes, which is a preventable and treatable non-communicable disease that is rapidly increasing worldwide. World Diabetes Day was celebrated for the first time in 1991 by the IDF and the World Health Organization WHO in addressing the rapid increase in diabetes worldwide. And listener, that's today in history. Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a message which is taken from Messenger from Nirmal Kumar in India. Hello sir, I'm really glad that you have received the e-certificate of our Hello Listener program. So keep listening to VOI programs and please send your reception report of our broadcast to arsipinggris@gmail.com. arsipinggris@gmail.com. Special for you and also other VOI listeners in India, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy! Bila waktu bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri hadapi seadanya, coba berpikir dan pahami. We'll be right back. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The World Anti-Doping Agency or WADA's Task Force for the Acceleration of Sanction Settlement targets the Indonesian Anti-Doping Agency or LADI to complete the doping task plan in December this year in order to speed up the sanctions relief process. Completion of the doping task is one of 24 pending matters that must be resolved by LADI so that the WADA sanctions can be immediately lifted. The head of the task force, who is also the chairperson of the Indonesian Olympic Committee or COI, Raja Sabta Oktohari, stated that he and the team had even compiled a work timeline to help LADI regain the status of compliance, one of which is related to the realization of the doping task plan. According to him, this includes tasks during and outside the competition, while other things that must be resolved are those regarding administration. Oktohari in a press release on Tuesday said for administrative-related structures, LADI can complete in 1 to 2 weeks, while for technical matters, the in-competition testing deadline is next week when the Papua National Paralympic Week or PAPARNAS 2021 is completed, while the out-of-competition test can be completed in the first week of December. Meanwhile, in response to this, LADI Chair Mustafa Fauzi is optimistic that the doping task plan realization will be completed according to the established timeline. LADI has also received supervision from the Japanese Anti-Doping Agency or JADA as recommended by WADA. Currently, LADI is focusing on doping tasks during competition at the Papua National Paralympic Week or PAPARNAS 2021 with a total of 200 doping samples that can be completed next week. The doping sampling report is also directly supervised by JADA and the process is monitored at ADAMS or WADA Testing Reporting System. The chairperson of LADI, Mustafa, said that he is currently pursuing everything to be on time. Not only that, WADA is also required to work independently without intervention and with full-time professionals in order to have the status of compliance. A virtual meeting was led directly by Chairperson of the Task Force, Raja Sabta Oktohari, in Jakarta on Tuesday, attended by, among others, the Ministry of Youth and Sports, represented by expert staff Gatot S. Dewabroto, LADI Chair Mustafa Fauzi, and members of the Task Force. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to a message which was taken from a messenger from Dawood Jabbar Kyle in Pakistan. He is one of our regular listeners. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your compliment on our podcast. I'm waiting for your reception report of our podcast. So keep listening and don't forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, here is another beautiful song.
Di langit berwarna jingga, ku bisa melihat wajah kalian. Itulah alasan aku hidup di kota ini. Ku tertegun dan terkesima melihat indahnya alam berwarna, membuat aku sadar akan jauhnya kampung halaman, tempat mencari uang walau tak ada ruang. Raih impian sekilas gampang, tapi semua tak semudah membalik telapak tangan.
Listener, the next segment that I will present is Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. Gonggong is the name of the sea slug that is only found in the Riau Islands waters. By locals, these sea snails are often cooked into delicious dishes and become typical food from the Riau Islands. Gonggong snail, which is a low-fat type of seafood, is served in a fairly simple way, namely boiled with salt and sliced ginger, which is useful for removing the fishy smell. Boiled gonggong snail is usually eaten with chili sauce or sambal. There are various types of sambal depending on which area of the islands you are. Some use peanut sauce, tauco or fermented soy sauce, or simple soy sauce. A special way to enjoy gonggong snail. You need to use a toothpick so that the meat can be extracted from the shell. How to pull it must be in a special way, namely following the shape of the snail shell. Because if you pull it carelessly, the meat will break and you will find it difficult to pick it up again. To find a restaurant or food stall that sells gonggong snails is not difficult, because almost all seafood restaurants will provide gonggong snails as one of the menus. Although the price of one serving of gonggong snails is not too expensive, this menu is really special. Gonggong snails are also processed into side dishes and snacks. So when you visit the Riau Islands, fried gonggong snails and crackers can be something to be brought home as souvenirs. The taste is crunchy and delicious. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now I would like to say hello to Fiona Rahman and H.M. Tarek, both in Bangladesh. Thank you for the New Year's greeting. Here is a beautiful song for you and VOI's Listeners Club in Bangladesh.
Setiap ku pejamkan mataku, hanya bayangan wajahmu di pikiranku. Canda dan tawamu dahulu selalu membuat bahagia diriku. Semua telah
pergi tinggalkan seakan engkau.
aku yang salah artikan. Kukira rasa yang kau beri itu cinta. Kau anggapku hanya sahabatmu dan kini.
Well, listener, the next segment is Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Enchantment of Minangkabau was Sumatra Festival on November 13th and 14th is carried out with a hybrid concept or online and offline centered at the Palace or Istana Basa Pagaruyung. Head of the Tanah Datar Jansi Tourism, Youth and Sports Abdul Hakim in Batu Sangkar Wednesday, November 10th, said, "The Minangkabau Enchantment Festival is the largest Minangkabau tourism and cultural event in West Sumatra, and Tanah Datar is the only area in West Sumatra that is included in the Karisma Nusantara 2021 event by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy." The 2021 Minangkabau Enchantment Festival features a number of activities including an authentic Minangkabau cultural parade, a Minangkabau silat martial art performance, and the breaking of the Muri record for the biggest number of dancers in the virtual tari piring or plate dance. This dance is supported by participants from a number of schools, studios, and representatives of villages in Tanah Datar district. The plate dance was guided by 20 dancers from Pagaruyung Palace, followed virtually by all supporting participants from each school and studio simultaneously. Executive of the Minangkabau Enchantment Festival, Hijrah Adi Sukriel, said that unlike previous years, the Minangkabau Enchantment Festival this time was not held in several places in Tanah Datar without limiting visitors. This year, due to the pandemic situation, the committee limited the number of invitees. However, according to Hijrah, this festival can still be followed by the community around Pagaruyung by implementing strict health protocols. Besides, the committee even provided vaccination facilities at the Pagaruyung Palace for people who had not received the COVID-19 vaccination. Rainbow Enchantment Festival has become the pride of Tanah Datar since it was designated as one of the national tourism events that was included in the 100 Wonderful Events in Indonesia since 2017. That's miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Kita bersama,
first listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is the next segment, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you with a song by Cinta Laura. This multi-talented artist released a song called Markisa in September 2021. Through this song, Cinta wants to highlight Indonesian culture but in a modern way. This is proven by using a title with a typical Indonesian language and fruit, namely Markisa or passion fruit. In the process, Cinta was assisted by Eka Gustiwana and his team Melissa Sudarsono and Ganjar Lana. Eka and Ganjar Lana include several traditional musical instruments in this song, such as Minang Lute, Saluang, Saronai, Sape and vocals from Kalimantan, Dangdut Kendang, and Sundanese Kendang. Markisa also presents something new by including Bollywood-style music. Cinta admitted that she really wanted to combine various genres of songs but still highlight the Indonesian side. Listener, here is the song Markisa by Cinta Laura. Happy listening!
I noticed you, you saw the sign. Come over here, let me make you mine. Let me make you mine. You like my smile, I like your style. You like the glamour, I like your matter. Boy, stop the batter. You're so tempting, so appealing. Your sweetness is so inviting.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves 3325 kHz and also website voinews.id and through RRI Play Go application. Don't forget to send your reception report to our email address voi@voinews.id or you can send through to our social media such as Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia. And Instagram voice.of.indonesia. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Stay tuned to The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.